Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and I'm back with another video. Not right? Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner and we are doing the wild card, which is Trouble Days. If you guys like it, let me know. We'll do more of it. It's not that long, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, we'll go ahead and just get started. Please enter your name. Phew! The first warm touch of the spring have finally arrived, leaving the winter chill behind. Fresh from the bath, I throw my heated body onto the bed and think about how I'll have to change to a lighter duvet soon. Taking a big stretch, I throw my limbs out, spread eagle once again. The cool sheets feel good on my warm skin. As I soak in the refreshing sensation, my fingers touch something hard. My phone. I casually take it in my hand and turn it on. The social network which I've been perusing prior to my bath pops up on screen. The feed is overrun with news and ads, but one thing happens to catch my eye. The chat history with my mother. An arranged meeting with a girl, huh? Ever since I graduated university, my life has been one of somehow getting by with a part-time job, not finding any actual serious work for a career. My parents seem to be worried about my future and suggested I come back home to take up the family business. Even worse, they've arbitrarily decided that I couldn't possibly find a girl to marry and have already started preparing for an arranged marriage. Well, I don't have a girlfriend. That much is true. Still, no one has arranged meetings with potential brides these days. I doubt any one of my friends would do that. Plus, since I'm always hearing about couples getting divorced and breaking up for stupid reasons, I doubt an arranged marriage would work out. There's no doubt that it would be a catastrophe. I mean, come on, I haven't even dated anyone. There's no way I could spend the rest of my life with someone. I'll just tell them that I'm not thinking about marriage for now. I'll say for now, but I really mean at all. I wonder what they're doing. When I think about my parents' faces in the remote countryside where they're living, the phone in my hand begins to shake. I peer into my phone screen and see the names of the friends I've been with from high school all the way through university. I hope those guys are doing right as well. Even after graduating university, I still go out to drink with my friends who have found real jobs. Every time we meet, they always end up talking about their low salaries. I have a part-time job, so I can't add much, but listening to them only convinces me of the stupidity of working full-time. Even my friends who found work pursuing their dream have a lower salary than mine. Then, when my friends who are married and have kids say, "We're living in an aging society with a lowering birth rate, hurry up and get married," the established response is, "If I'm not even happy myself, I don't want to get married and become responsible for someone else's happiness as well." A fitting response, if you ask me. But what would it be like to have a girlfriend, to get married just once? I understand that sentiment as well. In fact, I feel the same way. Marriage. The more I think about it, the more confused I get. That's enough of that. I'm not going to change anything just by dwelling on it. When I glance at the clock on top of my desk, I see that it's getting late. Guess I'd better go to sleep. I plan on resting up as much as possible since I have to work tomorrow, but if I stay awake like this, it isn't going to happen. Although I quickly get myself ready for bed and prepare my things for tomorrow, I can't help but notice how noisy it is outside. A cat? I hear the cry of cats' voices outside and wonder if they're having a territorial battle of some sort. What a ruckus. Don't they know that people are trying to sleep here? Cats do not give a fuck. I've heard them fight. If only I could complain and ask them to quiet down. They're animals. They won't understand a human. I'd be better off just immediately going to bed instead of just getting more and more irritated. I finish getting ready and get into my bed. Sorry, it's so late. Huh? No one's here? I'm having the worst day, and it's only my first day of work. Why do I have to be chased around the neighborhood by cats? What? I hear a voice coming from somewhere.
ここの家の人間さんは。
Now, where's the human who lives here?
いた。
Oh, here he is. Somehow I feel strangely cold. Did I leave the window open before getting in the bed?
リサーチは完璧です。女性経験がなくて、一人暮らし。それでいて若くて、マッチリです。
Hehehe, my research was perfect. Inexperienced with women, living alone and young. Bullseye! Now, don't mind me. My lower body feels heavy all of a sudden, but there's a softness there. It's actually not too unpleasant. Could this be my futon? Apparently, one loses all strength when sleeping, but the fact that my futon is weighing... But the fact that my futon is weighing this heavily on me is shocking.
次はズボンとパンツを剥ぎ取って。
Next I gotta rip off his pants and underwear. Rip off my pants and underwear!
でも、こんなことしてもいいんでしょうか?
But I wonder if I should really be doing this.
朝起きたら下半身丸出しなんて嫌だと思いますし。
I doubt he'll like it if he wakes up with his whole bottom half completely exposed like this. Huh?My bottom half completely exposed. What? I happen to hear some disquieting words, and I'm pulled from the dream world back to reality. But I find myself bewildered at the scene unfolding in front of my eyes. What exactly is going on here? I'm lying down in bed. Of that, I'm certain. However, the weight riding on my lower half is no futon, but a young woman wearing an outfit that sets my eyes roaming.She's well developed. Let's just say that her skin is making a strong statement, especially around her chest. And with her attractive face, she's incredibly cute. With her looks, any guy walking down the street would do an instant double take. If a girl like this were my girlfriend, I bet every day would be super fun. But alas, no girlfriend. If I did have one, though, there's no way I'd let her do cosplay like this. Are those wings and a tail?I can't see well because of the dark, but I seem to see the outlines of wings.
Pardon me.
And a tail behind her. Wow, if this is cosplay, it's very well done. How are those things stuck on? I'm so sorry. How horrible of me to do this while you're sleeping. It's no different from that.But men are such violent creatures, and now I'm going to be used and abused, and my sweet little... Oh, no! Sex is out of the question. What? This is the line she blurts out while wearing a super revealing costume with her hand pulling down a man's underwear. Guys, I might be able to get this a little... Ooh, you have to be like... I don't know who you got to be to read that text. Message window transparency.There we go. Just calm down. I don't get what the heck is going on here at all. Wow, she moves. Sorry, I'll be quiet. Should I gag myself? Why do you have something like that? For now, let's just forget about the fact that this young woman is carrying a gag. Anyway, what's your name?But my name is Lavelia. I'm a succubus. Well, shit. That's what I get for mixing black metal and chili together, I guess, you know. You get the chili and the alcohol, and then you get the black metal, and you get all drunk and you don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden you summon a succubus! Just a succubus? The kind of succubus, the demon that sucks out a man's life force? Yeah, alright. She is.This isn't an anime or fantasy world. This must have something to do with her cosplay. I've come to harvest your Technoforce, Mr. Human. Technoforce. What is a Technoforce and how did I come to have it? Oh, she blinks her eyes. That's cute. I'm completely unfamiliar with the words coming out of this girl's mouth, and I unwittingly repeat them back to her. Wait, could this be a dream? I was talking about how I wanted a girlfriend before going to bed. It could have transformed into a dream, but this is just way too real. I'm only an inexperienced succubus. This is my first assignment, but I'm not very good with men, so things aren't going so smoothly. Oh, you wouldn't understand Technoforce, would you? Well, in human terms, I suppose you could say, Earthly desires, no. Energy, no. I'm sorry, I can't seem to find the right word. For now, think of it as your naughty thoughts. Huh, so how am I supposed to give you my techno force? You're gonna make me say it? I knew it. Humans really do like to make others talk dirty. For some reason, I have a feeling I'm a victim of extreme prejudice and misunderstanding. I wasn't joking when I asked you, you know. I won't answer such lewd questions. Ugh, how did it come to that? Fine, forget I asked about the Technophores. I can't help but wonder, if you're so bad with men, how are you talking with me? Not to mention straddling me as well. That was hard work for me. Would you prefer if I straddled you facing away from you? What the heck are you talking about? By this time, I have a pretty good idea what a man's techno force is. Actually, I'd already guessed the moment she straddled me and put her hands on my underwear. Basically, it's that. It must be a man's, you know, which is most effective. I thought this kind of thing only happened in erotic manga. Yep, I'm dreaming. After saying that I wanted a girlfriend, in the end it must have made me horny. Even though I'm dreaming, I can't help feeling a little sad. Whenever I'm with a man, I freeze. I failed in extracting your Technoforce just before. How can I smoothly and efficiently extract a man's Technoforce? You're asking me? That's hard to explain. Please give me some advice. Even if you're scared, you can talk to them like this, so I guess just try again and again until you get used to it. Try again and again? You're right. Or how about changing your style to one that makes your partner lose himself and jump at you? Well, I doubt she can change her physical appearance so easily, but still. Change my style? I see, I never thought of that. I thought that for humans, the bigger my behind and breasts were, the better. That's just a stereotype. I mean, tits and ass aren't everything, right? Huh? So you mean you prefer prepubescent girls? No, I hope not. I'm sorry I'm not younger. No, don't apologize. You're making me sound like a pedophile. What's wrong with this girl? Mumbling under her breath, she pulls out a notebook from somewhere and starts to jot down my advice. This will make a great reference. Thank you so much. I'll make sure to try again and again until I get used to humans. Sure. That was pretty haphazard advice, but I suppose it's fine as long as she's happy. Lavellia's panic expression disappeared at some point as she's standing up looking calm and collected. She asks to leave, and when I guide her to the front door, she thanks me and takes off. What a bizarre dream. I whisper as I crawl back into bed. Finally, I can sleep. If that hadn't been a dream, I probably'd have called the police on that girl, but it doesn't matter now. She left without argument, after all. Most importantly, sleep. It would be ridiculous if I had to suffer in real life just from being exhausted by a dream. Sorry it's so late. Ah, now he's finally asleep. Now, if you'll excuse me once again, my bottom half starts to feel heavy, but there's something soft there, and it's not altogether unpleasant. I have a strange sense of deja vu. I'll just rip off these pants and underwear. Rip off my pants and underwear? Yeah, this human told me to try again and again, but should I really be doing this? I just know... I just know he won't like it if I expose his bottom half like this while he's sleeping. Hey! Hey, don't startle me like that, please. Wait, I should be the one saying that. For one thing, what's she doing back here? Didn't you leave? Leave? But didn't you tell me to try again and again till I get used to this? Hang on a second. I didn't mean to try on me. Hey, this is a dream, right? Of course this isn't a dream, this is an actual event taking place right here in the real human world. Are you serious? Yes, just as we discussed a moment ago, I want to try again and again until I succeed in harvesting a human's technophores. So? So please let me stay here with you. This girl keeps making the most unexpected statements. No way, especially not out of the blue like this. If this really isn't a dream, Miss Lavellia, was it? I should be calling the police on you. This isn't what I learned. I was taught that if a human male spots an attractive female, he would drag her into his room. Who in the world taught her that nonsense? Now I have to spend another night shivering in front of barely warm air from some air conditioner exhaust. Then some drunkard will appear, hold me down, and say, "Don't worry, it'll be over by the time you finish counting the stars." How can humans be so nasty? You're the one who... Plus, if you're gonna say, "It'll be over with by the time you count the stains on the ceiling," you never finish counting all the stars in the sky. I'm begging you, the night is so cold, the cats keep attacking me, please let me stay with you. Ooh, this doesn't sound good. So that's why those cats were so noisy, they were attacking you. Stay with me, huh?
We don't want no damn thoughts.
Nah, I mean, I wonder what happens if she leaves. Like, it ends the game. Fine, you can stay here. Normally, there's no way I'd let a strange girl stay with me, but she did say she had to sleep outside in the elements. Are you sure? Thank goodness. There's just one thing I want you to tell me. What is it? I don't mind telling you my measurements. No, what is your honest impression of me as a man? Wait, I mean, why have you attached yourself to me? Any guy would do, right? The thing is, she could even use the strategy of letting herself be attacked by some brute. I wonder if even succubi have their preferences. It doesn't exactly work that way. When us, it should be when we. When we succubi get our first assignment, we have to extract technophores from the first man we latch onto. So you're gonna keep pursuing me until I give you my technophores? That's what it comes down to. Not to mention that we're not allowed to return to the demon world until the job is done. I can't tell you how relieved I am to have been granted permission to live with you, Mr. Human. Now I can concentrate on my attack without hesitation. From what I saw, it may be difficult for you to take my techno force. That's not true. Now see here, even when I kicked you, it took you a while to wake up, so before you wake up, I'll just have to finish, well, you know. Just stop it with this indecency. I'll take you to court for this. Wait a minute, I'm the one who should be saying that. I'm sorry. Okay, so I don't know what you guys are gonna think of this one, but we're just looking at it. If you want me to continue, let me know. It's a short little thing. It doesn't take that long to get through, and it's kind of fun, and she's cute. So it's whatever you guys want to do. This will be the Grimlord, and I am out.